AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Sherry Preston. Some Republicans wasting no time in saying that President Biden needs to do more than just hand over the re-election to his vice president, Kamala Harris.
Within minutes of President Biden making this decision to drop out of the race, Republicans on Capitol Hill called for him to step down immediately. House Speaker Mike Johnson, the second in line to the presidency, leading those calls, insisting if Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he's not fit to serve as president, adding he must resign the office immediately.
ABC Senior Congressional Correspondent Rachel Scott, ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl says the messaging for both parties will change going forward.
This race was going to have the oldest major party nominee in history. That was going to be Joe Biden. It still has the oldest major party nominee, but it's Donald Trump.
Harris called about 100 Democrats yesterday after the Biden announcement, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, both mentioned as possible running mates. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. I'll let you guess what our top story is today. Joe Biden's decision to step down a few months before the presidential election is historic, and officials and lawmakers in Madison are praising him for it. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway said the city has benefited greatly from Biden's leadership. State Senator Melissa Agard, who's also running for Dane County Executive, says his investments in infrastructure will benefit Wisconsin for generations to come. We have a whole lot more information and reaction at mad.radio. You'll also find our conversations with analysts and our hosts. And today begins EAA AirVenture. People from 92 countries will be in Oshkosh this week. Dick Nepinski, Director of Communications, says it makes Oshkosh famous.
If you go around the world and talk to a pilot and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. Either they've been there or they know somebody who's been there or they want to get there.
More than 500,000 people are expected to attend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers training camp starts today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in helmets and shorts for the first few days, open to the public. Still no deal completed yet for Jordan Love. The team signed Kenny Clark, their 28-year-old defensive lineman, to a three-year deal worth $64 million. Will earn $29 million this season. Three players on the non-football injury list, defensive back Corey Ballantyne, offensive tackle Caleb Jones, and receiver Jaden Reed, who held two youth football camps in Wisconsin the past week. Baseball. All the Brewers win 8-7 over the Twins thanks to four home runs, two from backup catcher Eric Haas. The team also making a minor league trade with the New York Mets. The Brewers picking up another left-handed pitcher, Tyler Jay, from the Mets. In exchange, the Brewers send to the Mets right-hander T.J. Shook. Basketball, the Bucks getting beat again, this time 91-79 against the Wizards over the weekend. The Bucks going winless 0-5 in the NBA Summer League games in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the north switching to the west here by later this afternoon. Partly cloudy and calm tonight, 64 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and a high tomorrow right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocates on Monday. We've got Congressman Mark Pocan. He'll tell us why he's advocating for Joe Biden to step down as the presidential candidate for the Dems.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We have breaking news here. President Biden has announced he will stand down from the race. I'm going to read the statement here on my phone. My fellow Americans, over the past 3.5 years, we have made great progress as a nation. It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president. And while it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term.
Wow.
Oh, did anyone else's, my first is 11 billion texts back to people just consisted of the F word. Just Carl Frisch was the first one. He texted, wow, I texted. And so it's been a day. It's been
a day,
no matter where you were.
Yeah.
It is. I cried at first. As the day rolled on, I got more and more excited. And as I tweeted, Chris, I just said, I am overwhelmed with emotion right now, mostly love and respect.
Sure.
For President Biden.
Yep.
And I said, and now we do what our president asked of us, and that is elect Kamala Harris in a landslide. So
I'm sure that was so hard for him to do.
How many times did I say this last week, Chris? I said, I trust President Biden.
Absolutely.
He is going to look at the data. He's going to look in his heart. Yep. And as he has done his entire life, he's going to do what he thinks is best for the country.
Yeah.
And I understand we all have a bunch of emotions and anger. I tweeted Saturday with my bike club. We're still riding with Biden.
I saw that.
But the primary emotion, Chris, is that once again, from my emails and social media, Chris was wrong once again, and your psychic was right. Joe Biden, almost to the day, he dropped out 2 weeks after my psychic said he was going to. And it's not what I wanted to hear. That's when the people go, oh, they just tell you what you want to hear. I was like, what? No, this was 2 weeks ago. Also, can we just say the other thing he said? Because everyone's asking me in email and social media. The other thing he said, Donald Trump will never get anywhere near the White House. But guess what psychics, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, cannot control? Free will. So it is up to us now. It is up to us. And if yesterday is any indication, you even said, Chris, I've never seen a party coalesce this quickly. $50 million in just the first few hours of Harris for president. I mean, obviously the endorsements rolling in. Man, what a day, right?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I know you'll be greatly disappointed, but Joe Biden or Joe Manchin was just on Morning Joe. He will not run for president. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that no one wanted him to.
He's not even Democrat anymore. He quit the party.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not a revolving door. You said that?
I said that.
Oh, I did. I printed some of your tweets, which is because I wanted to back up when you are right.
Thank you.
Right. You said Joe Manchin, the Democratic Party isn't a revolving door. You can't quit when it's convenient for you and then rejoin when it's convenient for you. We see you crave an opportunist, and we're not buying it.
Yeah.
I mean, and you could tell the only reason he's saying he's not running is because literally experts are saying this will be done by Wednesday.
Yep.
All of the delegates, you know, I don't know which states we're at now, but almost state after state after state have pledged their delegates as the president asked them to. And so that's, you know, and so don't start with me, dead brainworm guy. Bobby Kennedy, open primary. It's nobody wants you, you crazy bastard. Go get some help.
Parties set their own rules about how they choose their people.
Thank you. Oh, and Frank Conniff reminds us, amid all of today's hoopla, don't forget, Jill Stein is still a viable option for stupid holes.
So is Marianne Williamson.
So all of you stupid holes out there, you still have an option. Okay.
Marianne Williamson's going to go on Fox News today and complain.
Good. Yeah.
I'm really sure about it.
Yeah. Do not let them divide us. That's exactly what Trump and the MAGA, and MAGA losing their shizzle is just one of the other layers of lovely.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
Whole thing. And by the way, as I said to you, one of the only people I trust is Mark Elias, who successfully prosecuted 60 cases. He knows it's because, you know, you've got Mike Johnson. Oh, he's the, by the way, I need a squeaky toy. He's the, he's the squeaker of the house. Hang on. I need a squeaky toy.
That doesn't sound like it squeaks.
No, this one goes. That's Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson was on TV. The squeaker of the house. This is what they're going to try all kinds of f***ery because they cannot win.
Right.
They are scared. It is making me so happy how scared they are of Kamala Harris and that this all has happened. I mean, they feel the energy. They see it. Apparently, campaign offices are being flooded. People that want to volunteer money.
Yep.
The energy is rolling in.
Because
anyway, so he's like, oh, I don't know. You know, we keep them. They're going to try to say, oh, we can't. She can't be on the ballot. But there was a constitutional expert on this morning that said the parties control how they choose their nominees. The delegates are choosing Kamala Harris.
Yep.
You know, and again, not up to us about like when the delegates should choose. Like, of course, they want to see an open, chaotic Democratic convention in a few weeks.
Yeah.
The delegates have said, no, this is Joe Biden's choice and this is our choice.
Right.
And, you know, anyway, but Mark Elias tweeted back at Mike Johnson because they're saying, oh, we're going to try to keep her off the ballot, this, that. If you are confident you're going to win a free and fair election, let's go.
Exactly.
Right? He said, Mark Elias said, first, you're an insurrectionist. Second, if your lawyers are telling you that they can prevent the DNC from nominating its candidate of choice, they're idiots.
Yep.
I know a lot about that since I beat them more than 60 times in court after the 2020 election. thank you.
That was a bit of a mic drop there. Wow.
Yeah, and all the naysayers saying that, oh, you know, and she does can't have the money. Yes, only Kamala Harris. It's the Biden-Harris campaign. Yes, she gets the money. He has asked his delegates, you know, release his delegates to her.
And she's still going to work hard for the nomination.
Yeah, I mean, she said that. I'll earn and win the nomination, which is what she's doing now.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. She started that immediately yesterday.
But
she had a list of 200 people that she was going to call yesterday.
They're going to try and, oh, my God, can I just say, what is the point of Katie Tur, other than not being Andrea Mitchell? She's already yesterday trying to pick at the Democratic scabs, right? She's like, oh, President Biden didn't endorse Kamala Harris. Well, you know, let him have, I said, let him have a moment. This guy has done something. What he has done for this country, whoever does this, we owe him such a debt of gratitude. And by the way, he will be responsible for the first black woman president in America, as he loyally served the first black president, as he appointed the first African-American woman to the Supreme Court. He will be not only by choosing her. And by the way, she challenged him a lot in the debates in the primary. And he is a strong enough man to choose her anyway.
Yep.
It wasn't like she went easy on him. And so, you know, he has obviously the deepest what's the word?
Respect.
You know, belief in Kamala Harris, and so do I. I mean, I said all through this, Chris, I admit that I'm biased. I'm always been a Kamala fan. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, that adds to my list of disastrous decisions in my life. Remember the night I came out on Larry King, and she and I kicked Dennis Prager's ass together about gay adoption when she was Attorney General. Her people backstage said, Kamala really wants to meet you. And, you know, Chris, I don't know what happened with that, but maybe I didn't follow up or get a number or something. Anyway, that seems like that might have been a bad
life choice.
It was chaotic. It was backstage at a live TV show. I was like, oh, I would love that. Like, it wasn't like I said no. I just said, oh, I would love that. And I just, but then I was like, I probably should have followed up.
Yeah, everybody yesterday was, plastering their photos of them with Kamala on social
media yesterday. Oh, I'll do that today. I wanted to give President Biden his moment yesterday.
Okay.
Because it was, a lot of us are very sad and very, I mean, he did, he saved democracy in 2020, and he likely is doing it again in 2024.
Yeah.
And it, if you ever needed a bigger contrast between a selfless act of patriotism and Donald Trump, who has never done anything for anyone but himself ever.
Right.
That was it yesterday.
Right. That being said, Democrats have a lot of work to do because we only have a few months before the election.
Fortunately, there will be no racism or misogyny of any kind exhibited.
Right.
And the media will, of course, be helpful as usual.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was finishing about the Katie. Just picking at the. And so then Biden endorses her. Then she's picking it. Oh, how come Obama and Pelosi didn't? Yeah, how come? Do you think? Is that? And I'm like, would you give President Biden his day? This is a historic day. You know, that we owe him so much for, and it's just like picking at the scabs. The media, right wing, is going to do all of that. Oh, it was rigged. The primaries were rigged. They're going to try to gin up all that Bernie Hillary stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this
I've
was
already
rigged.
Seen some of that online.
And by the way, they're saying that's why, you know, the leaders have not come out specifically and endorsed because they're going, oh, they're the ones that are seen as having pushed Joe out and yada, yada.
Totally respect.
I mean, and it feels like, Chris, the reporting, the data he saw was his own internal campaign polling that showed his path was gone in November.
Yeah.
So that's what I always said, is it is only his decision. I think he will. A lot of us don't like the way it happened. A lot of us, you know, I love Frangela's bit. We keep the family in the house.
Yeah.
We talk about how we're going to act at the barbecue.
Yeah.
You if your brother stabs you with the barbecue, you're on his side till we get back in the house with the family. Don't air that business on the front lawn. So, you know, a lot of us have that emotion, too, that you know, Joe Biden deserved better. Because I will die mad over 2016. If you will die mad over 2016 and now this. And by the way, when's Hillary ever been wrong? She and Bill with a right? What a weird coalition of the people that were there to the end supporting Biden, right? Hillary and Bernie.
Yep.
And AOC.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm glad AOC rang the alarm about they don't want to just push Biden out. They want to push Harris out because hopefully her calling it out is part of like people going, oh, no, you're not stepping over the first sitting black, you know, lady vice president. So, but also, you know, she expressed some concerns I had as well about this ending up at the Supreme Court. And does anyone trust this Supreme Court about what? Because, you know, they're going to file 11 billion lawsuits about this and that and whatever. I have to trust Mark Elias on that.
And I'm sure Biden and his, you know, team consulted with election attorneys about what would happen.
Of course.
Of course.
I knew that this is what was happening because he was taking time, you know, and there was that other poll that came out that showed like any younger Democrat beats Trump in all these swing states. You know, again, what concerns me about that, Chris, is sure, generic fictional candidate here. Yes, hopefully that's the case. But that's before, you know, $45 million of Elon Musk's, you know, money for negative ads against Kamala Harris or whoever the candidate would have been. But you know what I mean? It's like fill in younger Democratic candidate here. Yeah. But, you know. And again, the media has a lot to do with how we got here. But the fact is, of course, in all the polling, age was the biggest factor in people not voting. And I don't think it's fair, but it's what it was. But, you know, so anyway, do not let them divide us.
No, not at all.
This is what they're going to try to. Oh, these are all the right-wing tweets. Oh, baby. By the way, if they weren't so scared of Kamala Harris, they would not be screaming as loud as
exactly.
they. Right? Who's this? David Balsack, I think his name is.
Don't think that's his
Sax. Oh, I'm sorry, Sax.
Oh, yeah.
I got that wrong. One candidate survived assassination. The other survived a coup. Your choice. Oh, shut up. Shut up. And then all over. Sebastian Gorka, undermining democracy should never be condoned. What? You mean like January 6th? I see. That's what the
greetings.
That's what the squeaker said, too. Uh-huh. That, oh, this is the party of democracy. Really? You tried to overthrow the government of the United States.
The consensus on their side is, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Is there a violin teeny enough? We may have to get it. You know what? Maybe we have to take this one and then speed it up some more. Right?
Too sad.
Yeah. Maybe speed it way up because it's like tinier, tinier, tinier. Ooh, Whaley used to have to start saying President Harris. Wow, are you going to be one?
And First Gentleman is going to drive them crazy.
Oh, my. And Yahoo. Oh, yes.
Oh, no!
Okay. All right. Yes, I think, you know what? I think it was your tweet about Joan Manchin that finally, and also that no one wants him.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? You can go all the way to the top of off mountain, and then when you get there, just continue off into eternity. By the way, so yesterday he said Biden needs to step down and pass the torch to a younger generation.
Right.
He's 76.
Right.
Right. Today he's like, oh, not the black lady. I meant me. I meant
right. It's not a new generation.
They're almost 80.
The same generation as Biden.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't.
And
I
he drives a Ferrari.
Right.
And there's not even a single Ferrari dealership in all of West Virginia.
Yeah. I know. He was like, people close to Manchin say, I'm like, oh, who's that? Pharma Bros? Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
his
one
daughter.
That, yes,
like,
right. Yeah. All right. Listen, we have exactly who we need this morning, Rude Pundit and Allison Gill, to talk about this, the historic news, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr.
Martin.
Sean's here. And he's the dog lover, is
right.
Differentiated from the dog shamer who calls Clyde dumb.
I'm only channeling
Clyde is smart dessert. Enough to know that Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is the best dog food in the world, period.
Well, at least, you know, his worldview is that small.
Listen, they are, you know why they're smart? Because they eat superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, spinach, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries. Dr. Marty puts everything in there that he used when he was getting his own health back, put it into work in his practice, and that's why Forbes magazine calls him the miracle worker. Mm-hmm. Get it now. They love the taste. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. All the nutrients and flavor are packed in there. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code fitness.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, we can. So a listener gave me this T-shirt.
That's cute.
This is fantastic.
It's very yellow on TV.
I went on SiriusXM, thank you, yesterday to talk about the big news.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, it was great. But I just, you know, I the only fundraiser I went to in the primary, Chris, was a fundraiser for Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. She was my first choice. I just, you know, I'm a California girl. I've always loved her. Mm-hmm. As I said, I debated gay adoption with her mm-hmm. on Larry King against Dennis Prager. It's been like sort of my honor to have met her a couple times, so
sure.
I got to speak at the Q&A at the fundraiser, and so I got to say, Madam President, do you mind if I call you Madam President? And she laughed that great
sure.
Kamala laugh.
Yep.
And then I said, you know, some people are saying you're, you know, the female Obama, you're the white Hillary, but I said, you know, out here we like to say you're the first Kamala. Like, how do you feel about those labels? And I remember she gave, you know, I don't remember exactly what she said, but just a great, like, detailed answer about labels and yada yada, so... but I got to call her Madam President first. He is my point.
Aw. You set the ball in motion.
Yep. David Rothkopf said the speed at which the Democratic Party is coalescing around Kamala Harris and the energy with which her likely candidacy has infused campaign fundraising is stunning, exciting, and exceptionally promising for Democrats and the country. You could feel it yesterday, the excitement. Democrats have donated more. Amy Siskin says more than $50 million online to Harris so far today, making it the single biggest day for online Democratic contributions since the 2020 election, with hours to go. Scott Dworkin says Biden, the Clintons, 22 senators, 63 reps, 9 governors, along with all 50 state party chairs, per Reuters, have now endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Yeah, and I love Brooks said, do it for Joe is actually going to stay on signs.
Yeah.
And Jerry
slay,
said, and just
slay
like that.
On signs.
What?
It says slay on signs.
Oh, right. Sorry. Slay. Yes. Slay. Sorry. Jerry says, and just like that, the oldest person in the race is a 78-year-old felon.
Yeah.
We love the prosecutor against the felon. I mean,
that's
I am...
a great narrative.
Yep. Wajahat Ali said, a prosecutor against a criminal, a black Indian woman against a white supremacist rapist, an advocate for democracy against a wannabe dictator. The choice is clear. Kamala Harris over Trump. It's just exciting on so many levels. It really is that he's going to lose to a black woman. I hope at the first, well, he won't show up for the debate because he's a giant, you know, see. But
oh yeah,
if she just had Letitia James and Fonnie Willis sitting in the front row, just all of them, just staring them down.
Oh yeah.
Karen in Chicago. Hey, Karen. Karen, go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, and listen, we don't have to. We don't have
can
to.
Can you
dive
hear her?
In.
Is it my headphones?
Kamala Harris.
Uh oh.
Hey, Karen. Hello.
No.
Hmm? All right.
Hello.
Is that our phone system? Okay.
No, it's everything's working.
Okay. All right, we'll try to come back to Karen. Okay. Because, of course, our phones wouldn't work today because no one has any thoughts on what's happening in our democracy. One last one. Jack said, I hope this will be the greatest lame duck presidency of all time. Man, it will. Biden's been granted almost unlimited immunity by the Supreme Court. Joe, you got this. Let's go, man. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin tomorrow. It'll be one of her first public appearances since rising to the top of the Democratic Party ticket yesterday. Harris's office isn't saying if the latest developments mean changes for tomorrow's visit to Milwaukee. A campaign aide tells the Journal Sentinel there are no changes planned yet. Republicans have left their national convention in Milwaukee feeling unified, but tens of thousands of Wisconsin Republicans are still not on the Trump train. This is ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott.
Many Republican voters still voted for Nikki Haley in this state even after she dropped out of the race. You had tens of thousands of them, I think about 70,000, right? That is who Donald Trump is trying to appeal to.
She spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Flight delays and cancellations continued through the weekend because of that massive technology outage. It's all because of an update pushed by cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Turns out lots of companies and industries rely on that software. At least 30% of flights yesterday were delayed by 2 to 3 hours. Arrivals and departures seem to be getting back on track today from the Dane County Regional Airport. However, that could change at any moment. And a UW-Madison research center went up in flames. Thick black smoke could be seen from a ways away Friday night. People who are driving home on the Beltline could see it over on Mineral Point Road as the UW-Madison Agricultural Research Station burned. UW-Madison officials say the fire destroyed a shed, a barn, and some farm implements. No one was hurt, including animals. Madison firefighters don't yet know what caused it. Researchers at the facility tend to focus on plant breeding, but they also do feed and manure management for UW-Madison animals. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the north switching to the west here by later this afternoon. Partly cloudy and calm tonight, 64 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and a high tomorrow right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the Pewaukee Public Library about all the wonderful things going on there that you can take advantage of. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Drinking.samhsa.gov.
Today, America has the strongest economy in the world. We've made historic investments in rebuilding our nation, in lowering prescription drug costs for seniors, and in expanding affordable health care to a record number of Americans. We've provided critically needed care to a million veterans exposed to toxic substances, passed the first safety law in 30 years, appointed the first African-American woman to the Supreme Court, and passed the most significant climate legislation in the history of the world.
Let us take a moment to say thank you, President Biden.
Yep.
Maybe one of the greatest presidents in our lifetime, particularly with this, I think, unbelievably selfless act of patriotism. And also just the headline, Donald Trump is having a total meltdown over Biden dropping out. It just makes me extra happy.
Yeah.
Clearly having a bit of a
it fills you
spaz
with
out.
Good tidings of great joy.
Yes, as hey, does this.
Rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show.
Hi, rudeness.
Hello.
Hi.
All I have to say is, to the Trump campaign.
Do we have any of those laughing scenes from Austin Powers? Any? That's all of us this morning.
Yeah. As much as it was a hard decision, as much as, you know, I was on the I wanted him to drop outside, but I wanted him to make the decision. But the weight that feels lifted, that I think a lot of people are feeling, the anxiety of, oh, my God, what if something else happens? What if he has some kind of other stumble? What's going to happen at the next debate? If Biden is still if Biden was still in there, all of that's gone. And it's like, oh, my God. And we also get to say, man, that other guy's effing old.
Yeah, totally.
I don't want that old guy.
As you know, I was on the didn't want him to step down, but wanted it to be his decision side. But I have to say, I've been very upfront that I just have a real emotional, visceral. I am a huge Kamala fan. You know, the other moment I remember, Chris, maybe you do as a homo as well.
Oh, okay.
But that moment, Rude, when, as Attorney General, you've seen it in the documentary when she said, I order you to begin these marriages now. And I was like, she's just been our ally out here. She is an amazing Attorney General. I think amazing senator. As I say, she still has Bill Barr and Brett Kavanaugh's balls. I think she should wear it as a necklace. Debate.
Yeah. To the debate. So, but, and she was my second choice in 2020. So
she's my first, but she's dropped out before California. So I voted for Elizabeth Warren.
Warren was my first.
By the way, she's been so great on TV the last couple of days, just full throatedly. Talked about how she worked on consumer protection stuff starting when Kamala was attorney. San Francisco.
City attorney?
I remember why I loved both of them, and it was a tough choice for me in the primary. But, you were just on Twitter yesterday, or Threads, you were saying, kind of at the point of, could you all just shut up about Biden and campaign against Trump? Big waste of time. I do think there is this relief that it's resolved one way or another. Yeah. And those of us that wanted Biden to stay, I still think this has historically been a catastrophic move to do this late. So am I nervous? Sure. But you know what? This is a totally unprecedented year, Rudy. Yeah. We're running against a felon and a rapist. And I know in my heart that we're going to do this. I know that he is going to also, of all his achievements, he is going to give up. You know what? And I'm like, the people that are like, I didn't like Hillary because he's a woman. I didn't like Obama because he's black. Guess what you get now, bitches? Guess what you get now thanks to Joe Biden?
And, the thing that Trump was counting on, the Trump campaign was counting on, was not only that Trump looks younger compared to Joe Biden, the whole sense of it being some kind of forced march lumbering towards an election that none of us really wanted, in some ways, didn't want to have to do. This now injects energy onto our side, and man, they are losing their tiny little minds. It is amazing. They're out there saying things that make it sound like, oh, we're going to file lawsuits or whatever. To what? To force Joe Biden to run for president?
Right. They're calling it a coup. The people that are behind an actual coup to overthrow an actual free and fair election in the United States of America are calling the Democrats choosing their own candidate a coup. You know, I mean, the electors are choosing her. That's what's happening. It's just happening sooner than the Republicans would like because they were rooting for an open, chaotic convention, right?
Right. And what's the alternative? The alternative is, you know, oh, well, Joe Biden has to run. I mean, I know Republicans are against choice, but this is getting ridiculous.
Right. I mean, you had tweeted earlier, Harris was crowned when she became VP. If Biden stepped down, only a-holes would see her taking his place as anything but expected. But hey, if you're feeling nostalgic for the chaos at a Chicago convention, here's one way to get it. Well, you know, even we were saying, especially for Democrats, like, which is like herding cats, the speed at which we have coalesced is Tristan Snell said something mainstream media won't report. There was a Zoom tonight for black women organizing for Kamala Harris. The call had a maximum 1,000 people. They hit it immediately, got hold of the Zoom CEO to help. 40,000 people joined for over 4 hours. Trump is so screwed. 50 million, biggest fundraising, Democratic fundraising day ever. You can feel it, right?
Yeah. And you know, and some mother effing billionaires better open up their wallets, the ones that were that were complaining about Biden saying we're going to stop giving money. Well, you know what? Here you go. So
I love somebody did Oprah with cash. Just Oprah. Here's money. Go.
Yeah. Make it rain.
Exactly. Brian Tyler Cohen said, there's nothing I'll enjoy more than watching a black woman defeat the guy who took out a full-page ad calling for the death penalty for the wrongly convicted black and Latino men who made up the Central Park Five. Not to mention the fact, did you know how many sexual predators she's put in prison? She's running against a sexual predator. It's just chef's kiss.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think there's enough lube for me for a Harris-Trump debate. I mean, I will just be sore the next morning.
Yeah.
Ew.
Listeners.
Yeah, I love this. Olivia Troy, our friend, said, Trump's saying the next debate should move from ABC to Fox News. Clearly nervous about debating Kamala Harris. His usual antics of magnets, sharks, and Hannibal Lecter won't cut it against a strong, qualified woman who will outshine him on policy and the real issues facing Americans. I mean, I doubt he's going to show up to a debate with her. Do you?
You know what? I didn't think he was going to show up for the debate with Biden. So, you know, who knows at this point? I do think there's something to, I'm going to take it to that woman that he really would love to try to do. I think that his ego and his sexism and his racism would prevent him from not doing the debate.
Yeah. By the way, maybe she'll press him on this, what you threaded about. You said, as far as I remember, Hannibal Lecter didn't die in any book or movie. Just that alone. You know he's not real, right? Neither the actor or the character is dead.
Although he might have died in the TV show, but that's up in the air because there was, you know, there was supposed to be another season.
Right.
I don't know why it was having a flashback of, because that was when they're sending them from mental institutions, sending across the blood. Did you, in the debate, hear him say that we built the wall already? It's almost all done. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He repaired what? How many miles of existing fence is all he did? And he's like, we built the wall. It's almost done. I'm like, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it was less than 50 miles of new wall. But you know what my favorite little thing that came out this week that somebody put on Threads was wondering, does he understand that there are two definitions for the word asylum? Because the way he keeps talking about how, you know, they're sending the mentally ill here, and it's like, does he think that they're just coming here for better mental institutions? Is that what he thinks when they come and claim asylum? And that actually makes the Hannibal Lecter thing make sense.
Right. You know, it's so interesting. I was reading your threads before the big news, Rooted. You said we're not children. If Biden stays in, we know he's old as hell. We know Harris is ready. We understand the assignment. I mean, you know, so I think you're right. I think there was such a mix of everything yesterday you know, sadness, relief, like excitement about Kamala Harris. But, you know, and it's okay to have more than one emotion at a time, right?
Yeah, and let's be honest, a lot of presidents accomplish most of the good stuff they do in their first terms, because the second term turns into angling among the president's own party as well as the opposing party for the next presidential election, because there's no incumbency advantage. So that's why we saw Obama and Clinton and others turn to foreign policy more in their second terms, because they couldn't get much done. Yeah. And the big accomplishments were done in the first term. And, you know, again, in one term, he transformed things in this country. And we get to actually talk about that now.
Speaking
we
of
get
Clinton,
to talk about that instead of his age.
Can I just say this can be revenge for 2016, too? When has Hillary ever been wrong? First of all, she said stick with Biden, and then immediately she said Kamala. She full-throatedly endorsed Kamala yesterday. You know, I mean, by the way, just in terms of the media, because Hillary, you know, I felt the same thing at the end with President Biden. He couldn't run against Trump, the Republicans, the media, and his own party, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so, but the media is where I think it all starts, because when you do 11 billion stories about his age, it's going to turn up in polling. That's going to panic Democrats, and on we go. But, you know, Amy Siskind said, waiting on our media to start harping on the fact that Trump would be serving into his 80s if he won and can barely get through a speech without going off track or having verbal stumbles. Thank you. Are we going to get anywhere near the same kind of, I mean, some of what I felt is relief for President Biden, who has earned time to eat ice cream with his grandkids without an electron microscope on him 24/7 going, oh, he stumbled a little bit. Oh, that wasn't the right word. You know, like who wants to live like that?
Right, right. And, you know, he also gets to appreciate being appreciated.
Yeah,
that's what he gets to spend. And you know what? Not for nothing. But if I were him, as soon as the election's over, I'd pardon Hunter.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, right, just like that, all the Hunter Biden investigations are going to go away. I mean, it's just...
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be like when Hillary lost and all of a sudden nobody cared about Benghazi anymore.
Yeah. Well, and you said it, you threaded it. Sure feels a lot like the corporate media is pivoting to maybe if we're night, President Trump won't shut us down and execute us all mode. I mean, I just hope that some of them will step up and do some actual journalism, because we are really, you know, Root, I think we all are, which is part of how we got here, is the sheer terror a lot of us feel about a second Trump presidency, right?
Yeah. And you know, it's time to start to give up this. I mean, the narrative that they created died so quickly, and Trump killed it of, oh, he's a changed man. I mean, that died so quickly. We forgot about it as quickly as, honestly, we've forgotten about the assassination attempt. And because all of a sudden, he wasn't worthy of our sympathy anymore. He made himself unworthy of our sympathy. And when the assassination attempt happened, and Joe Biden and all these Democrats were like, you know, look, you know, this shouldn't happen. This is wrong. Yeah. We wish him well. We wish him well. Biden drops out. And what does Trump do? He becomes the biggest d-hole. Just, you know, about
can I just
it.
Say, I was with a lot of groups of people this weekend, not one of them, they all think the assassination was not real. And Chris and I have always said, like, we're not conspiracy theorists. Like, we used to make eye contact when Jim Ward would start.
Right.
I remember once I had to, when we were having Ted Olson on for marriage equality, I was like, Jim, do not say the Pentagon wasn't hit by a plane. His wife was in it.
Yes.
When we started having Malcolm Nance on, I'm like, do not. He lost friends at the Pentagon. Yep. Don't say a plane.
Yeah.
But you know, Rude, I can understand it, because first of all, like I think the doctor that treated him finally was on CBS and said he didn't even need stitches. Like, you know, we all know the stupid cartoon bandage is bull, right? I mean, and the fact that we've had no medical information at all, and then Dr. Ronnie, who doesn't even have a license, he's like, oh, yeah, he's been treating me. Eric Trump says half his ear was blown off. The doctor who treated him said he didn't even need stitches.
He had a tiny little bandage on at the Michigan rally over the weekend.
Yeah. Right. And that's the thing is like the conspiracy is that he wasn't hit by the bullet. Again, it is a scary situation.
Yeah.
No taking that away. It is terrible. It shouldn't have happened. But
Yeah.
Trying also, to say that a bullet grazed your, a bullet from an AR-15 yeah. type rifle grazed your ear. And even Ronnie Jackson said it was a 2 centimeter long laceration or whatever. And it's like, and you didn't put stitches on that? No, that doesn't make sense.
I know. I mean, the whole thing. And also the Secret Service route, if this had been Biden, we would have all been losing our saying, what an epic fail. What the F is yeah. going on? The fact that Trump and his stupid sons and everyone on his side is like praising the Secret Service. You're like, the whole thing looked weird. It looked like yeah. a photo op. They should have been, he should have been on the ground immediately. Like, it's all that stuff. The Secret Service had an epic fail here that nobody yeah. wants. And anyway, but yeah, so you can understand how people are like, you know, what the F?
But it was all the build up for the drama of him doing that speech, because, you know, he told everyone at the convention, don't talk about it, because it had to be him or his sons talking about what happened. And he gets out there and he does, and everybody praised that first part of his speech. And it was like, no, it's dumb. It's childish. Even in that, he was, you know, he was just self-belating during it about how amazing and powerful his speech was before the bullet came at him, and he felt it. He felt the bullet tear his flesh. Oh, shut up.
God, he said that yesterday. I took a bullet for America. Oh, shut up.
A bullet for democracy is what he said.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Took a bullet for democracy.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, game on, man. Game on, right?
Yeah, let's do this.
The way, the New York Sexy Liberal panel has become like the cast of Ben-Hur. Sorry. Clyde's even excited about it. Mm. We have Rude Pundit, Noel Castler, Malcolm Nance. Wait, hang on. Who am I forgetting? Dean Obadallah.
Yep.
And there's a couple other things we're working on.
Yeah.
You know what? Oil yeah. wrestling. I think that's really the only way to do this is on stage. Malcolm will just, you know, break all of our necks with 2 fingers. But, you know.
Patriotic thongs. Okay. All right. Yay.
If you need me to oil wrestle, I'll oil wrestle.
Yay. Man meat. Okay.
Don't promise me a good time, Chris.
Love you. Goodbye.
Thanks, Rude.
Get out. Bye. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by me just thriving. Because, by the way, we're like 100 and whatever days. You're going to need a little help, right? Life can be stressful. Yeah. It's not just your mind that suffers, right? When you're feeling tense and anxious, stress can make a mess of your digestion, your immune system. Introducing Just Calm, the new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. I'm taking it. I am loving it. It is an exclusive mood-lifting blend, clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier. And for next-level mood and immune support, I also love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. That is so important. Do your research, chillins. Right? Probiotic, it banishes bloat and constipation in your gut, so you can produce more happy hormone.
Yeah, we like that.
I like my hormones happy clappy as well. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free.
Whoa.
And now you can download the Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings.
Hey, Karen, can you hear me? Hello?
Karen? Hi, I can hear you.
Okay, hang on, I'm coming to you. Hang on, we're not on air. I'm going to take this. We're just testing, okay? Yeah. I'll talk to you in a sec. Okay, honey.
Thanks.
All right.
Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org. for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I want to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My front door.
Oh, really? And did the bear knock or use the doorbell?
He used the doorbell. It was Smokey Bear.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, my husband was burning leaves in the yard. He just came inside for a second.
Not a good idea.
Smokey said the same thing. He said to never leave a fire unattended because it could lead to a wildfire.
Yeah, but if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Smokey said that too.
We go way back. I knew him when he was just a cub.
Oh, how cute.
Rangers are many things, ma'am, but cute isn't one of them. Have a nice day. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kickiness. Yes, we can. Get it? Kamala Harris. Okay. I was powered by, I did 40 miles on my bicycle, and I actually got lost. I lost my group. I had to do GPS.
My God.
I had a long ride, and I was powered by my strawberry lemonade morning kick. I love it so much. 10 supplements in one.
Wow.
Great strawberry lemonade flavor. But I got probiotics and prebiotics and ashwagandha, stuff for my muscles, my joints, stuff to help me gain energy and just enhance your overall well-being. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Karen in Chicago, go. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Okay. So listen, I just want to say yesterday was a day. Thank God they did not jump over Kamala Harris, because that would have been a disaster. And all of the angry videos by people saying that they didn't like the way it was playing out and the rumors that they were going to try and jump over her, that's all gone. We are 100% in for Kamala Harris. My kids are super excited. I know young people are coming out in droves saying how excited that they are and relieved. We had a great Zoom meet up yesterday. It was so with Steph heads, and it was amazing. And everybody said what they had to say. We are 100% backing Kamala Harris.
There you
and
go.
Angela
says, did your journaling? Did your journal? We had our family fight, and now we know how to act at the barbecue.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's do this. Allison Gill coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome hilarious comedian Pat McGann and singer-songwriter Marta Hansen joins the show and performs live in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.